The following was originally published in the April 2023 edition of the Catholic Commons, a Catholic conscience newsletter.
In Good Conscience, Dwight Eisenhower, an Officer and a Prophet. By any standard, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower was a remarkable individual. Born into a large middle-class family in the U.S. Midwest, he graduated from the West Point Military Academy prior to America's entry to World War I. During the Second World War, he led Allied armies in major military campaigns in North America and France. After the war, he served as president of Columbia University and as the first supreme commander of NATO until he was elected president in 1952. While his administration was not perfect, as president he served with the same values of truth and honor that had kept during his military career. He sought non-aggressive containment of communism and the reduction of federal deficits. He supported Taiwan as the legitimate government of China and opposed invasions of Egypt by Israeli, British, and French troops, and of Hungary by the Soviets. He helped end Senator Joseph McCarthy's campaign of domestic terror and division and signed the Civil Rights Act of 1957, sending Army troops to enforce integration of schools in Little Rock, Arkansas. From President Eisenhower's farewell address.
Our people expect their president and the Congress to find essential agreement on issues of great moment, the wise resolution of which will better shape the future of the nation.
In his farewell address to the nation, this career warrior, who in the process of devoting his life to the defense of his nation had witnessed and participated in the exponential growth and power of military technology, reminded the world of the importance of trust between leaders and voters, and of respect and cooperation among political rivals. He also warned the world to be wary of partnerships between government and industry, and of living non-sustainable lives. Throughout America's adventure in free government, our basic purposes have been to keep the peace, to foster progress in human achievement, and to enhance liberty, dignity, and integrity among people and among nations. To strive for less would be unworthy of a free and religious people. Any failure traceable to arrogance or our lack of comprehension or readiness to sacrifice would inflict upon us grievous hurt both at home and abroad.
Crises there will continue to be. In meeting them, there is a recurring temptation to feel that some spectacular and costly action could become the miraculous solution to all current difficulties. A huge increase in newer elements of our defense, development of unrealistic programs to cure every ill in agriculture, a dramatic expansion in basic and applied research, these and many other possibilities, each possibly promising in itself, may be suggested as the only way to the road we wish to travel. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is a new experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the government. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Likewise, the president warned of giving too much power to technocrats.
Today, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists in laboratories and testing fields. In the same fashion, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. Partly because of the huge costs involved, a government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. In holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite.
Eisenhower also voiced concern over misuse of the environment.
As we peer into society's future, we, you and I, and our government, must avoid the impulse to live only for today, plundering, for our own ease and convenience, the precious resources of tomorrow. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage. We want democracy to survive for all generations to come, not to become the insolvent phantom of tomorrow.
The president closed with an appeal for peace, a peace based on justice.
Down the long lane of the history yet to be written, America knows that this world of ours, ever growing smaller, must avoid becoming a community of dreadful fear and hate and be, instead, a proud confederation of mutual trust and respect. Such a confederation must be one of equals. The weakest must come to the conference table with the same confidence as do we, protected as we are by our moral, economic, and military strength. That table, though scarred by many past frustrations, cannot be abandoned for the certain agony of the battlefield.
This remarkable and prophetic speech is less than 2,000 words long, requiring 5 to 10 minutes to read. It remains more valid today than ever. Consider, for example, current controversies concerning the conduct of governments and pharmaceutical companies during the COVID-19 pandemic, and controversies regarding banks and unified, virtual currencies.
You have been listening to an original article published by Catholic Conscience, a registered nonprofit organization dedicated to civic evangelization, promoting nonpartisan Catholic civic and political leadership and values. To learn more about or to donate to Catholic Conscience, please visit CatholicConscience.org.